Masechet Avodah Zarah Perek Dalir, Mishnah Yud Bet. In the last Mishnah, we spoke about the conditions that are needed to allow a Jew to store kosher wine on the property of an idol worshiper. We said it has to be in a house that is open to the street, so people could see in, and it also has to be in a town that has both Jews and non-Jews living there. That's what we mentioned in the last Mishnah. We'll add one more condition in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, besides for all of those conditions, in the following situation, if somebody is preparing the wine of an idol worshiper to be kosher, he's helping the non-Jew prepare kosher wine, and until he sells it, he's storing it within the property of the idol worshiper. We mentioned the conditions in the last Mishnah. But in addition to that, the idol worshiper has to write him a receipt that says, I have received money from you as payment for the wine, which gives the rights to the Jew to remove the wine at any point. In that case, the wine is mutar, it's permitted. The idol worshiper no longer has any real claim onto the wine. And because of that, because he wrote a receipt that sort of showed that he didn't have a claim onto the wine, he would be afraid to walk into the building where the wine is being stored because people are going to look at him as possibly a thief. So therefore, he totally would never go and touch this wine. So therefore, it's permissible to store it in his property. Aval im yitze Yisrael hotzio. But if in a situation where the Jew would want to remove the wine and the idol worshiper would tell him, no, you're not allowed to do so until you give me the money, until you pay me what it's worth, then in that case, this case once happened in Bet She'an, and the rabbis prohibited the wine. They said that since the idol worshiper has control of the wine until he's paid, then he thinks it's his, that he owns it, and therefore he could do what he wants with it. So therefore, we say that the wine is prohibited because we're nervous that he may have used that wine for a libation. So basically what we're saying in this Mishnah is if he signs away his right to the wine, even before he got paid, he has no connection to it, he's allowed to, the Jew is allowed to store it on his property. But if he won't sign off the right to the wine until he actually gets his money, and the money's not being paid until the money comes in from the customers, then in that case, the wine is a problem because the non-Jew still thinks he has authority over that wine and he may use it for an idolatrous practice of libation.